Welcome to Textonation, and with us today is Brad Johnston, the CEO of a company called Tanoshi, T-A-N-O-S-H-I. Correct. Thanks for joining us, Brad.
Thank you.
What's Tanoshi?
So Tanoshi is a new startup making computers for kids ages 6 to 12. So today on the market, there's plenty of tablets for pre-K, really for kids 7 and below. And there's a lot of devices for, of course, for adults, computers and tablets, but there's nothing really for the in-between. What we're doing is we're bridging that gap. We've teamed up with Google and their new Family Link app. So with the Family Link, the settings...
Is this a Chromebook?
No, it's an Android tablet. It's actually a two-in-one. It's detachable. So you can actually remove it, put it back on. Sorry. Hit the screen here a few times. So you can use it just like you can any other Android tablet. Take selfies, take videos with your friends. But also what you can do is, with the Family Link app, Chrome, for example, is set in Safe Search. Or if you go to download a new app from the Play Store and you want to download, we'll just go pick whatever, say Lose Weight. The child goes to download the app. A message pops up for the parent asking whether or not the parent wants to approve or deny that app. So what it does, it gives the parent the opportunity to supervise their child's activities. The other thing that we're doing with this is we're preloading some great educational apps for kids, including Nancy Drew Codes and Clues. So Nancy Drew is the famous Nancy Drew detective, reinvented as a teenage girl that teaches kids as young as 5 and 6 years old how to learn the basic problem-solving skills and coding skills, and then they can develop from there. We've also teamed up with a kids coding school down in Silicon Valley called WizKids, and we're developing a curriculum so we can let parents know what's the next step so their kid can develop programming skills, because that's really the path for the jobs of the future.
Well, tell us about the design of this. Obviously, it has to be a little bit rugged to put it in the hands of kids.
Yeah, correct. So unlike an Apple iPad, for example, which is all glass, you drop it, it's going to break. Ours actually has a nice protective plastic cover on the front. It's part of the touchpad piece. And with that, if you do happen to slip and drop it once or twice, you're okay. It is not a toy. It is a computer. So if you drop it too many times, you might have issues. But once or twice, you're looking good. So it's appropriate for kids in our age group, again, 6 to 12.
Tell us about some of the specs involved for those who might be interested in those.
Okay, great. So the specs, so what we have built in is a 64-bit quad-core processor. We have 32 gigabytes of built-in storage. You can increase it another 32 through a micro SD card. On the side, I can actually flip it over here. On the side over here, you can see we have a full-size USB port, a micro USB port, and 3.5 millimeter jack. So the kid can put on their headphones. Or of course on the back, we also have dual stereo speakers and a rear facing 5 megapixel camera. And on the front, you also have a 2 megapixel. So you can detach it, you can take selfies, or you can take videos of your friends and do whatever you want. So the full functionality of a tablet or a phone, an Android device, but also the full functionality that you would get out of a computer, right? So when it's time to do your homework, you can open Google Docs, start doing your homework. You want to send an email with your friends, or you want to have a little fun, we actually have an emoji shortcut button too. So you can pop up the emojis and pick from what you want there. So really what is this? The best of both worlds, best of all worlds for kids and their parents.
What's the story behind it? Why did you decide to do this?
Oh, it's a great, great question. It's actually multiple things. One is we definitely identified a gap in the market for that ages 6 to 12. Nobody was really focusing on them. They were kind of being ignored, and they had a choice between a little kid tablet, which the kids really didn't want, and a mainstream computer or tablet, which the parents didn't want because they didn't have appropriate settings. The other is my mother and my sister are both elementary school teachers in Oregon. And in third grade is when you start taking standardized tests in schools, at least in Oregon. It varies state by state. And what they identified was both of them, my sister and my mom, taught in classrooms that were a mix of kind of middle class and lower class students. And a lot of the lower class students just didn't have access to a computer at home. They couldn't afford it, right? So we want to make a computer at $200 so that everyone has the same typing skills. So when it comes time to take these tests in school, do your homework, everyone's at the same pace, at the same level, and no kids get left behind.
Very cool. So where can people find it and for how much? I think you gave away the price.
Yeah. So the price is going to be $199 MSRP, but we actually launched our Kickstarter in 2 days. So September 14th, we'll be live on Kickstarter. And for the first limited amount of customers, we're actually going to be selling it for $150.
Cool stuff. For more info, where do we go?
You can go to www.tanoshikidscomputers.com.
It's T-A-N-O-S-H-I, Tanoshi. Correct. Kidscomputers?
.com, yes.
.com.
Correct.
Cool stuff. Brad Johnston, thanks for taking the time with us.
All right, thank you very much.
Now this. We've been telling you about the great products and great people at Sea Crane for years, and the lineup just keeps getting better. The CC Wi-Fi radio is a personal favorite that lets you tune in to radio stations from all around the world via the Internet. More than 16,000 in all. When the weather turns nasty, the CC Lantern will light the way with LED bulbs and never run out of power. You can charge it up from any USB source or the 12-volt socket in your car, or you can simply grab the hand crank on top and wind. Need an even more powerful solution? The CC LED Spot XB runs on standard batteries and puts out nearly the equivalent of a 100-watt light bulb. You'll find those bright ideas and a lot more to like by clicking on the link to Sea Crane at textination.com. Put in the code TEXTINATION for a free flashlight with your order. Sea Crane, they've been making customers loyal for decades.